I was finally back out on the road. Still recovering from the events around Christmas. I mean, that should change anyone's outlook. Made me realize just how many friends I really have, and just how valuable I was to them, and they are to me. It also helped me realize just how precious life is, and how much time I've wasted not resolving things in my life. Well, as Shiloh said, I'm an adult, and should take things into my own hands. One thing I need to resolve is my relationship with my father. I haven't had any contact with him or my mother since the day I took off for college nearly 15 years ago. And the words my father and I exchanged that day, well, it left a scar on my heart that seriously needs to heal. I mean, honestly, I respect my father very much. He dedicated his life to the Air Force. You don't become a colonel just by sitting on your butt. But I didn't dare go crawling back to him in defeat, after having basically stormed out of the house when I was 18. Well, sorry to disappoint you, Dad, but my mind was made up a year ago. I'm heading out to the University of Colorado.
You lied to me all this time. All the letters I got, pulling strings. And you didn't even apply for the Air Force Academy?
Why should I waste my time? I had no intention of going. But you wouldn't leave me alone. I had to lie just to get you off my back.
You ungrateful little whelp. Don't expect me to hand out any money for this.
I already got a loan, Dad. Got that months ago. I don't need your support. I don't want your support.
That works just fine for me. In fact, I may even turn your bedroom into a den.
Great, you do that. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have about a 2-hour drive in front of me.
Fine. You walk out that door, you are no son of mine.
Fine! I cringe now, remembering that. Yeah, he hurt me. He hurt me badly, saying I wasn't even his son. But that's no reason to hurt back. Thank God for people like my brother Dan and my brother-in-law Stargazer. Maybe now that I've proven myself, I can make amends. Maybe my dad can see that I made the right decision. I know that they moved down to Dallas when my dad retired, but I had no idea of their address, so I called my brother, figuring he would know.
Birch, how goes the tour?
Great so far, but I need your help.
You need my help now? Okay, what is it?
Well, after what happened over Christmas, I really want to make amends with Mom and Dad, and I think the best way is to simply visit them.
And you need to know their address.
And phone number. I think it's probably best not to drop in unannounced.
Yeah, probably a good idea. Look, bit of advice. They both have cell phones rather than a landline. Contact Mom first.
Why?
Well, Dad's never really forgiven you for not going into the Air Force. Mom, however, has always supported you, as have I. That put a bit of a strain on my relationship with Dad, but with both me and Dipper in the service, he's willing to keep talking. But, frankly, lately he's gotten very surly about even the smallest of things.
You talked to him recently?
I always call on Christmas and major holidays. I asked Mom what was up, and she changed the subject. I'll text you the address and her phone number.
Dallas was like the fourth city on the schedule this year, and since I had 3 extra days after the concert in Oklahoma City, I decided I should use it. I texted Mom rather than call, just in case she was with Dad. I then rented a car and drove over there. I did not want to miss this opportunity.
Birch? What a surprise. Let me look at you. Oh my, how you've matured.
Thanks, Mom. Is Dad home?
Your father? Yes, he's here. But he's not in the best of moods, I'm afraid.
Well, I won't be long anyway.
Well, if it isn't the prodigal son, come back to beg for forgiveness.
Dad, come on. I'd hope you'd be pleased at the success I've made of myself.
Success? You're over 30. No wife. No kids. How is that a success?
I meant my career, Dad.
You're not in the Air Force. There is no other career.
Oh, not this again.
Oh, you want something else? Fine. Don't think I don't know You're shacked up with a child molester.
Dad, he's already paid the penalty for it. He's going through therapy and—
You don't cure that stuff, boy. Those perverts are the lowest form of scum crawling the face of the earth. Anyone who even thinks like that should be shot on sight.
Dad, I'm going through therapy myself.
So would I if I were anywhere near him.
I mean for the same kinds of desires as Stan has. Would you shoot me too?
Get out.
Dad, I've never touched a kid. I just—
Get out.
Fine, be the same bastard you've been your whole life.
Get out now, or I'm calling the cops.
Yeah, I'm leaving. Waste of time.
Bitch.
Sorry, Mom, but Dad—
Elizabeth, don't speak to that pervert ever again. He is not your son.
Goodbye, Dad. Enjoy the rest of your life. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it!
Isn't it rich? Aren't we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Where are the clowns? Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps touring around, one who won't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I'd stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my lines, no one is there. Don't you love farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother. They're here. Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns.
Well, maybe...